America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor calling from actually being aired directly at the Alliance Legal Group studios. Colleen, how are you today?
Doing well today. Doing well.
I hear an echo. Is everything sounding good on my end?
You sound a little far away, so we'll have to...
It does sound that way. I'm not sure what it is, but I can sense that. So
we might have to get you a microphone or a headset microphone or something like
that.
Yeah,
you know, we're kind of getting kind of big here, so I think we need to...
more official.
You know, get like one of those, you know, like you see on the big shots over there. So, Hampton Rose, it's good seeing you today. Actually, not seeing you, talking to you today, and hopefully that you'll call in and talk to us. And Colleen, can you give us that call-in phone number so that we can have some folks call in today?
Definitely. If you want to call in, it's 757-488-5299. 757-488-5299. You can join in that way. We'd love to hear you. Love to get your take on any of the issues that we're dealing with. I don't know what Steve has on the plate for today, but there's always an enormous amount of different things and different directions that the show can go in. So it's 757-488-5299. You can also comment in a chat box on Facebook Live. If you're on there, the WPMH Lighthouse Facebook page, you can also comment, ask a question right there as well if you don't want to be on the air with us.
Well, today, again, some of the big news that we hear in the not mainstream media is we're talking a lot about the whole vaccine issue. And I just wanted to share, Colleen, that Alliance Legal Group, of which I'm the lead director, has taken note of this. And we are, as you are aware, affiliated with Christian Rights Ministries. I'm the director of Christian Rights Ministries. Pastor Don, who is actually in the studio today and also comes and talks on here quite often, he's the chaplain of Christian Rights Ministry, but also the co-pastor over there at both he and I co-pastor the Trinity Christian Church. We're deeply concerned. I'm certainly very concerned about just the way this country's going, and so that one of our partnerships is with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and so we have put our name in the hat, so to speak, with those folks. That they're a sister ministry, and we have began participating in cases dealing with religious exemptions to the vaccine mandates. And so as the days and weeks and months go forward, that you will be hearing much more. We'll try to be giving you updates on that endeavor. That the plan is to actually get very deeply involved with helping folks in the Hampton Roads area as they are challenged by various vaccine mandates on a religious exemption waiver basis. I had a phone call from a young lady over the weekend that had looked us up because we're attorneys known for representing Christians and faith-based issues. And she had an issue as well. And so what we're going to be doing in the next, from this point forward, is really engaging the issue that we had. A lot of response last week. We had, I think it was Ryan called us from the military talking about his, you know, belief that he had a firmly held faith-based belief that, you know, that submitting to the vaccine and the mandate was something that violated his conscience, and he didn't want to do it. And so that we want to help folks like that. And then, again, the individual that we're helping now is an individual from Newport News area, Williamsburg area, not going to be specific, but that people are being let go from their jobs because that they don't want to violate their conscience. They have a religious-based objection. There's a lot of law on this subject, and we're not going to be able to go through it, but that we want to be able to help folks that like this, and that we're seeing this more and more. This is going to be an ever-increasing area of law and an area of conflict between not just employers and employees, but students that don't want to take the vaccine on for religious. You know, there's lots of health-based reasons that you wouldn't want to take it, but a lot of folks, based upon their faith, believe that this would be a violation. We'll talk about that as time goes on. That there's ways to do the exemption and ways not to do the exemption. And consequences, just saying no to the mandate isn't where it ends. Lots of times people will lose their job, that they will not be able to go to school. They won't be able to do the things that are threatened, that will be withheld if they don't do that. They become second-class citizens, effectively, is what the system does if you don't comply with the mandates. But we talked about students, we talked about employers and employees, certainly the military, but it's all over. That you won't be able to travel. Planes, airports are already imposing vaccine mandates. There's discussion about interstate, that means going state to state, travel being prohibited. I can assure you that there's other conversations about other restrictions. We know that New York, you can't go to, the key to the city, they say, is this vaccine passport. So, this is a tremendous infringement on our civil liberties, not to mention that the liberty that I think you and I are both mostly concerned is for our religious, our faith. As problematic as it is not to be able to get a job or travel or to not go to school, that if a person has a conscientious objection that doing this, whatever it is that God's told them not to do, there's eternal consequences for disobedience. And so if somebody truly is of the belief that God has told him or her, or it's of his belief system that either doing or not doing something in particular would violate his firmly held beliefs, faith beliefs, then there's certainly consequences that far outweigh the temporary benefits of succumbing to the mandate, whatever it is. So we want to get involved and help folks and be able to discuss that more and more often. But that's just something I wanted to let people know, that if you do want to contact us, we in fact just got a couple of websites. One's going to be called, the URL is, what is it? It's religious exemptionwaiver.com, and that we're going to be publicizing that very shortly, as well as another one. And so that we're going to be a vaccine mandate, don't quote me on that one, but we're going to go ahead and become a source of help for folks that want to contact us, and that we'll be talking about that in the days and weeks and months to come. So with that being said, could you go ahead and let folks know again how they can contact us? That's what a little bit of the subject is going to be about today, but we're going to talk about some news releases about several different things, including the status of the COVID-19 as it relates to vaccines in not only this country, but across the world.
So definitely, if you want to reach out, you can contact Steve directly by going to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. You can sign up there if you have a question regarding your Christian rights or regarding bankruptcy or other legal matters. Certainly do that. It's debtfreeva.com. And then you can also join us in the conversation right here, 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299, especially if you have a question, a comment, a concern. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, you know, one of the big concerns I think I have, and certainly a lot of folks have about this vaccine mandate, is that there seems to be this ever-changing narrative of how it at first was not going to ever be imposed. If you go back, and it's that gaslighting thing we spoke about, you know, that if you looked at a year ago and you look, whether it be the governors or the CDC or the Fauci's or the whoever it is, that there was absolutely, you know, the quotes would be, and you can just look at it, absolutely no thought towards vaccine passports in America. That's something that we're just not going to do. And they were echoing what Europe and governments in Europe were saying months before that, but had changed their mind. And now we're seeing just this widespread sort of change of mind as to the necessity of vaccines and vaccine passports. And we see that, and we wonder why does it have to be a, what is the reasoning behind this? It doesn't seem to be very effective when you start reading the information about the vaccines. There's certainly some harm to them that is being vocalized, and that there seems to be other alternatives to the vaccine if there are some dangers that need to be dealt with. So there's not a lot of sense being made of it, and a very draconian sort of response in order to resolve that, whatever that issue is. I take a look at this New American article from that talks about Israel. They're now set to do a fourth dose of COVID vaccine, with additional shots being considered. We heard last week that Joe Biden was of the position that it would be something that would likely come forth, that we would not only need another booster shot, but that possibly booster shots on a regular basis, maybe as many as once every 5 months. We heard that countered by Dr. Fauci, who said, no, probably nothing more than once every 9 months. And so that concerns us because, you know, it's a changing narrative. It was at first, you know, to get back to normal, you know, we've talked about this many times, there was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That changed, and then the narrative changed once again. And then whether it be mask or whether it be lockdowns, whether it be vaccines, whether it be back to normal or two shots or, you know, a booster shot or whatever you have, that we see this ongoing change of narrative. That's concerning to me. What do you think, Colleen?
Well, right. You just have to check in history, and there's always something changing. Like, it's whatever suits the situation at the time. And there's some truth or need for that necessity of, you know, reevaluating the situation and where we're at the time. But it does seem like it's just going to be one thing after another. And I'm just curious, as we head, now we're in September, we've crossed over Labor Day. How is this going to impact, you know, we've got an election right here in the state of Virginia. You know, how are some of these regulations or upcoming other restrictions or different things going to impact, you know, our way of government and different things like that, both here statewide and nationally?
And again, that, you know, that, and that when you try to have a discussion with somebody about the science behind these, I mean, it's all over the board that if you're pro-vaccination, there seems to be plenty of information you can share out there. Of course, if you're anti-vax, there's just a lot of confusion out there. One thing that we do know, that the vaccines apparently are not as efficacious as they were thought to be, that Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world. Yet what we see is countries in Europe, I think it was Denmark and Sweden, it was two of the Scandinavian companies, don't even let folks from Israel go to their country because they're the super spreaders. They're the ones that the people that are vaccinated, the country that is most vaccinated, is seeing the sharpest spike in COVID cases over the summer of any other country. What a lot of the doctors are saying is that these gene therapy regimens not only are not vaccines, but they cause the variants. That if you had not heard that there's a new variant now that's out there, and it's called the MU or the Mu variant, that I'm reading an article right now from, it says that the newest variant is the MU variant. It's now apparently in 49 states, it's spread to 40 countries, and it's showing resistance, just like we heard about the Delta virus, to the gene therapies.
Well, it's the constant changing, so that, like you mentioned, too. Just things are constantly changing.
And what the medical experts, the virologists and the immunologists have said, in fact, the I think it was, can't say his name, the gentleman that that won the HIV, the Nobel Prize for discovering the HIV, the French immunologist, I believe it was him that was saying that this protocol will actually cause the variants to occur because they evade the vaccine. And so we're going to have and that's why the vaccine passports are being touted so much, because this procedure of, we're never going to have herd immunity. Herd immunity occurs apparently when you have naturally occurring, you have the herd immunity either by getting sick from the virus and then developing this broad-based immunity, and then once 70%, the magic number, I guess, happens in the community, then you've got herd immunity. But this specifically does not create herd immunity, because it does not create that broad-based sort of immunity. What it actually does is it causes the virus to evade the gene therapy and mutate. And so apparently what's going to happen is that Delta variant, the Mu variant, the whatever the next one variant is, and you're going to need a new shot on a regular basis to take care of each one of the variants. I don't know if they're going to get worse or not, but that's the plan. And it's not like it's not unknown that's what it's going to cause.
We have Tony on the line, if you're ready for Tony.
Is Tony on the phone?
Yes, he's ready to talk to you.
Let's talk to Tony.
Tony, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Can you turn down the audio behind you?
Yeah, I am right now.
For Tony.
There we go. How you doing?
How are we doing, Tony? It's good having you on the air today. You calling from Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I am. The person you're talking about is Luke Montanager. Montanager.
He's the Nobel Prize winner?
Yeah, that's the one. He's one of the two that discovered AIDS. He isolated the AIDS genome. And
right.
His stance was he prior to COVID was one of the go-to guys, like, and that seems to be the norm. All these doctors that they're now trying to discredit prior to COVID were the go-to guys for everything that happened around the world. These are the ones that were respected, that they went to for answers. They did all the research. They got all the grants. And now suddenly they're saying the science is not the science anymore. You guys are making up the science as you go, and now suddenly they're saying these guys are crazy when they've been Nobel. You don't get a Nobel Peace Prize out of a Cracker Jack box. You have to do something. And so these guys are well-renowned, and they're all saying that what you're doing is you're forced vaccinating, and what you're doing is you're forcing the virus to react to something it normally wouldn't encounter, which is a worldwide vaccination, which is causing the kickoff of the variants, which is making the variants more resistant, which means we're going to have a continual need to keep getting something else put in our bodies, so they say. But they're also saying there's also the result from Israel that says if you're not vaccinated, you're much less likely to get any bad reaction from COVID, and if you are vaccinated, you're 27 times or 25 times, I think it was, more likely to get a variant. So all these things are science that are out there that are being put out by world-renowned people, and they're ignoring it, and they're trying to cover it up, and they're trying to say it doesn't exist. But it's science. It's the real science that no one's listening to.
Yeah. And so, from a Faith and Freedom Network, I really do understand some of the issue. I mean, that I really do appreciate, I should say, the issues that are being faced by a lot of Christians right now. And again, the we've been discussing at this office, you know, what should be considered a religious exemption. First, let me say this, that the actual application and getting of a religious exemption is not easy according to the law. You would think that, you know, that it would be very simple. Pastor Don and I were talking about it. For me, that if God told me to do something and I didn't do it, that should be it. So if it was whatever it was, it might have sounded silly to not do. But if it was something that I have a close, firmly held religious belief, that it would be something that would be in disobedience to God's direction, whether to do it or not to do it, that it would seem like that would be sufficient. But what we're finding is that secular folks are reviewing these things and they're saying, no, that doesn't count. You know, that that some of the religious exemptions that are coming across my desk that I'm reading, they're talking, you know, that the ones that seem to be most effective are the ones that have to do with these vaccines, and it's certainly a legitimate one, but the ones dealing with abortion and using fetal tissue, either in the tests, and so, you know, for instance, that the Pfizer and the BioNTech, that's the current one, that's the one that has not been, that's been given the emergency use, that, you know, what folks will say is that those vaccines, those gene therapies, the protein that was tested was used the abortion derived cell, and they give you the cell number, the information widely available, same thing with Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson, and that they believe that anything that would be, of course, they have to take aborted cells to be able to produce this vaccine. And if you're against abortion, I mean, if your fundamental belief is that in line with the Bible, and it says that thou shalt not murder, and you believe this child's a baby that's being murdered, and that anything you're doing, including harvesting or giving the okay to harvest aborted cell tissues from these babies, then that's your fundamental belief. And you may be wrong as far as why you're so sensitive to this particular issue. But if that's what you believe, and that anything associated with aborted babies being used to test and to develop vaccines is against your sincerely held religious belief, that, you know, that should be honored. You know, spiritual death is far worse than physical death. There's eternal consequences.
You're right. And we have a long standing. We have the Amish. We have many, many religious groups over the years that have been allowed to say they have a religious exemption to all kinds of vaccines and medications over history of our country.
And a lot of folks, you know, that the from a religious exemption standpoint, believe that, you know, the temple, that their body is the temple, and that their body is the temple of God, and that we're supposed to glorify God in our body. That we're supposed to not defile the temple of God, and so that, you know, they feel that this, you know, this DNA, RNA, mRNA would alter their God-created DNA, RNA, mRNA, rightfully or wrongfully. I mean, there's arguments on both sides, but that's their God-given body, and that if their belief is that that's going to alter, change, or somehow modify what God's given them, and they think they're not supposed to do that because the scriptures tell them not to do that, you would think that would be sufficient. But I'm sharing with you that a lot of the folks that are doing these exemptions are being denied that waiver. So it's a serious matter that people really truly believe in there's some folks, I'm sure, are just going to go out there and say that, you know, this is my religious belief. They're going to boilerplate something, stick it on a piece of paper, and try to not get the vaccine because they don't want it, because they don't, that's the only way out of it, because the medical exemptions are not going to be honored. But the bottom line is there's some people out there that, that really truly believe that their First Amendment right, it's not the First Amendment right, it's their God-given inalienable right that is protected by the First Amendment.
Exactly.
Is something that, that they hold inviolable. And so think about that for a second. Colin, can you give us our sponsor real quick? I know we only have about 5 minutes left, and then we're going to start heading towards closing this down, but can you do that for us, please?
Sure, definitely. The program Faith and Freedom, which is heard every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse, is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group with Steve Taylor as the president and CEO. And, of course, you can contact him for any of your legal needs. They specialize particularly in bankruptcy. So if you have any information or need some information regarding your financial situation, some other legal concerns as well, we invite you to go ahead and do that by going to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com, and you can find out more information there. They have a chat box. Definitely contact them and be part of that. And so we're so grateful to the Alliance Legal Group for sponsoring this program. You can always join in with us on Facebook Live, as well as calling in at 488-5299 as well, 488-5299. Whether or not you want to be on the air is fine. You can always chat with us as well and tell us your comment or concern. And like Steve was mentioning, we don't have all of the information, particularly when it comes to medical. I don't claim to be, you know, have all that medical information, but we love to hear from our listeners and find out what information that you have or that you found that would be helpful to us.
Tony, I'm going to give you a couple words before I start trying to land this plane. What are your thoughts generally about what we discussed today? We may have lost Tony.
I'm here.
You know, I've got Pastor Ron in the studio today, and you know, he had a question, and I think he knows the answer, but you know, it was really not a question, but more of a comment. You know, one of the concerning things is folks like the ACLU. You would, you know, as liberal as they are, that they many times get it right when it comes to civil liberties, you know, the American Civil Liberties Union. They get it right as far as individuals losing the civil liberties in many circumstances. There's always on both sides of a situation where a right's being taken, you know, the other person saying, well, that right should be taken because my rights are being infringed. But that what was really concerning in this particular case, it seems so clear that there's going to be a second-class sort of citizenship for those people who are the unvaccinated, the ones that don't have the privileges. But what's amazing is the ACLU has come down on the position of vaccines are a justifiable intrusion on the autonomy and bodily integrity of people. I mean, it sounds crazy because that what they're saying is that they've changed positions because they're liberal, because they're for the left, and they're saying that what about all these people who are fearful of, you know, of getting the all these comorbid people that are susceptible to getting COVID-19. Well, you know, it's just crazy that's on both sides of every equation. If you said that gun rights versus anti-gun rights, what about the people that you know could get shot? Well, you know, it's a question of taking away a person's God-given inalienable right to speak or to hold their body inviolable. You know that so it's really crazy to see the ACLU. Not crazy, but it's actually predictable, but it's unfortunate. So I know that we didn't have time to really address that question too much, but that's where they stand. They're for the mandates, and the ones that have refused the vaccination, they're not too much for. And so they're not shy about, they say they're not shy about defending civil liberties, but when it comes to something on the left that they hold dear, that they're certainly not for it. So folks, that's all we have today. That we look forward to talking to you on Thursday, and that's going to be at 12:30, and until then, God bless you. If you've got if just say no to the mandates. If you got a religious objection, call us, contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. I'd be glad to talk to you about it. We're going to be going full force into that in the days and weeks and months to come. Don't violate your conscience. There are consequences, and you need to talk to an attorney, and we'll be glad to help you. God bless, and hopefully we'll talk to you Thursday at 12:30. Take care now.
Been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.